Gemini, this is your weekly tarot card reading from Born Without Boundaries Tarot. This is for Gemini Sun, Moon, and Rising sign. And the energy this week is, well, the astrology this week, we're going to get into the astrology first, and then we're going to go into the tarot. The astrology is, it's quite active. It's quite progressive. We'll get into that. There's always an extended reading so that you guys know that link is down below, or you can join the Unbound membership to the channel and get all of the extended readings for the life of your membership, full access, plus all the other channel perks. So check that out. Gemini readings come out every single Thursday at 8:30 a.m. That's over here Pacific time. So remember to subscribe to the channel and ring that notification bell so that you know when I upload your favorite content. And there's always, I always do a daily tarot card reading too on my second YouTube channel. It's called Astrology Motivation. And yeah, you can join the live chat. I'd love to have your voice. I really would. So what's up with the astrology? Primarily, there is a square to Neptune and a trine to Saturn for most of this energy week from now until I think it's next Thursday. Over the weekend, that changes. And about early next week, Mercury will shift from, Gemini into Cancer. And then that trine and square don't exist anymore. And suddenly there's a sextile to Mars. Interestingly enough, when Mercury goes into Cancer, this isn't the most comfortable position for y'all. This is really wishy-washy, hard for you to make up your mind, hard for you to make decisions. All of a sudden, other people's emotions mattering too much, feeling yourself to like sort of vacillate between, but what's right for them, what's right for me. But then there's this sextile to Mars. And that's how I'm telling you the universe is on your side, because even at a time when Mercury isn't in the most comfortable spot, especially concerning family issues, you're gonna be able to take some action. You're gonna be able to make some decisions, or your family is helping to take action for you, right? So there is a sense of faith, and you have to trust a little bit about working together. This is really essential, really necessary. Now before then, the trine to Saturn is very stabilizing and very easy, makes it very easy for you to make decisions and make sense, and for people in authority to listen to you. It's not necessarily that they're on your side, but they're going to take you seriously and you'll have an easy and very fluent relationship with them. But there's this square to Neptune. And what is Neptune? I mean, it's the dreams. It's the absolutely, it's the infinitely possible and yet unexplainable. It's also illusion. It's also delusion. It's also being drunk too much, but there's a square to that. So it's almost like all of this, all of this imagination and all of these sort of amazing ideas could come to you very, you could easily put them into tangible or actionable, practical action, or be able to communicate to them, communicate them very well. So this is a time when you will be able to thrive when it comes to being able to communicate very sort of creative ideas and take these ideas and make something practical out of them and get people to listen to them, as long as there's a sense of you not losing yourself or going too far in becoming delusional and instead of just creative. So this is definitely a sense of you have to toggle that line really carefully this week and watch out for that stuff. This whole week, basically up until next Monday, is really about pushing things too far, overdoing things, being tempted to overreact because we all just want change and we just want it now. And there's a sense of definitely this momentum in your life to be able to actually go for it and sort of be supported and be able to convince people of your ideas, really come up with really great ideas, find a functional way to make things work. I mean, this is wonderful energy, while simultaneously it can get very distracting and it can make you push things too far because you could lose sight of you know, you could lose sight of what you really mean to people. You could lose sight of why they're really interested in you. You know, are they interested in you because they're interested in you, or are they interested in what you could do for them? Which is fine, but you need to stay attached to the reality of that and the reality of that relationship, as opposed to becoming delusional and letting it sort of, and falling into the dream of it all instead of remaining very practical. Now, once those aspects are broken and Mercury jumps into Cancer, this is a huge shift for you. This energy shift, you'll feel it right away, because in the first, I say 5 degrees, when a planet enters a sign, that's when you really feel like the thud. It's when the penny drops into the pond. It's like the huge wave that goes out and starts to ripple. So you'll feel the energy change, and suddenly it'll become more about it's almost like essentially you being understood instead of you understanding, or taking a longer time to understand, or not being able to make up your mind very clearly. Mercury is never extremely happy in Cancer. It's not as bad as it is in Pisces. It's just a little bit difficult, because there's such a shift of you. It's almost like you being influenced too much by your emotions when you're making decisions. And there's no longer that stabilizing trine between Saturn and Mercury anymore. So what I'm saying is, really get a hold, like, use most of this week in build up to Mercury moving into Cancer to really understand what's important to you, and really understand what's delusional and what's aspirational, and the difference between the two, because that's going to really help you once Mercury enters Cancer. And then you're just going to slow down, and you're going to accept that it's going to take more time. You got to give people more time to understand, to comprehend. You got to give yourself more time to articulate and decide what's important to you. So let's get into the cards. Gemini. Dream the world into being so that you are really inspired through creativity, but you're also inspired through what happened and the crap that you've been through. And that's what's inspired your creativity. So that actually can really give you a strong sense of self and a strong sense of purpose, since this imagination or what you're creating, it isn't just coming out of thin air. It's coming because you've almost been pushed to do it. Necessity is the mother of invention, right? It's like, you've lost stuff, shit was taken from you, you remember how the past was, you don't want to fucking go back there. So, okay, what do I have to do moving forward to make it different? And you see, and you're looking, and you realize, this is what I want. I don't want this to happen again. So let me make sure that I do everything that I can in detail to not make that happen again. Dream the world into being. This is definitely trying to be future focused, but also feeling in some ways being pulled back, which will happen with Mercury in Cancer, especially because there's a tendency in Mercury in Cancer to always look back. Now, you can look back and learn things. You can look back and be reminded of things. And that's smart. But to like look back when you're trying to move forward, you're going to bump into things. So ultimately, there's a sense of allow yourself to move slower. And if you're looking back, look back to learn and to understand. And then don't make a move until you make sure that you've stopped looking back and started looking forward again. Turn knowledge into wisdom. Yeah, you've seen some shit. You've seen some shit. It's like upon reflection, you get like what the things I should have seen, or the things that were hidden from me. You remember the shadiness. So this is you reminding yourself of all the crap that you went through, and now turning that into you being wiser. You being wiser, not just on what to believe, but on how to act and how to go about things. Turn knowledge into wisdom. Shit. Okay. Be generous of spirit. This is Leo energy. So take the lead. This could be you assuming a leadership position, but also just following your heart and your sense of what is right and what is wrong. You have the courage to do it now, and it's based on your experience, and it's like you've earned this courage. Let's put it that way. Surrender now. This is an element of faith that has to happen inside of you. This is Sagittarius energy, so you're going to grow and expand beyond what you thought that you could. Like, don't put boundaries. Like, always set boundaries for yourself, but allow yourself to be curious, allow yourself to learn, and allow yourself to expand outside of your comfort zone. That's got nothing to do with the boundaries you set personally, but you do want to allow yourself to really not have a comfort zone and be curious. This could be actual travel. Surrender now. Give yourself completely over. Surrender now. Why? Like a moth to a flame, it's like you're drawn to something. It's almost like you're certain. You know your purpose now. You know what you have to do. I love that. This sense of purpose is essential. Time for a beginner mind, porcupine spirit. It's like you have the armor. You're ready for something new. So you just got to let yourself head into it. Because you absolutely are prepared. And then we have make your dreams real. Make your dreams real. Moving forward, strategizing, crafting something, writing something, communicating through writing, listening, being aware, being certain, and knowing just where to step, having it be very clear all the traps that somebody was trying to fucking set for you. And that's why you're ready, because you've seen the traps, you know the traps, and you know not only how to avoid them, but to cut right through them. And whatchamacallit, Aries got something very similar to this, so check that video out too. This is a sense of, it's almost like your friends or your experience is going to keep you from flying head first into the dangerous stuff, into what's trying to trap you or catch you. So really have good counsel by your side and trust your friends. And then we have Gemini energy, life is speeding up, so things will start coming together after that point, or with a partnership, working with somebody. Also, ideas, they will start to come to you. You'll start to be able to take action on those with certainty. Let it shine. This is Scorpio energy. This is a good kind. This is rising from the ashes and showing people just how much you've changed, just how different you are, that you're not dealing with the same Gemini you used to be dealing with. And you're going to speak to what you feel. You're going to speak to what is right. You're going to speak to and understand and let out exactly all that you've learned, sharing what you've learned. Let it shine. Let who you are shine. Maybe in written form or some sort of radio announcement or something like that. It's almost like antenna, like a broadcast of some sort. And then we have act as if. This is chameleon energy, which really surprises me. I feel like you're exposing something that tried to like go and hide. I really do. I do. Yeah. Let it shine. It's like you're taking action and letting something, you're throwing a light on some shade. You're throwing a light on the fucking shade. Maybe calling somebody out or like letting people see what was there that maybe they couldn't see. And you could see. This is stranger in a strange land. That could also be stranger in a strange land. Andromeda is here. Feeling like an alien. Feeling like you're on a different planet, or in some ways that people can't relate to you. Feeling like you're misunderstood, but at the same time, embracing who you are and realizing that you don't need validation, approval, or to fit in. This is also a sense of realizing in some ways you're finally maybe seeing that you can't fit in anymore. That could be it too. this sense of maybe it's you that was trying to fit in and you can't fit in anymore and you shouldn't try to fit in anymore. In fact, it's essential to you finding your way forward to be a leader in your own right and not by somebody else's design. And so if people are going to start throwing shade at you or try to take you down, be like, fuck it, I'm independent. Yeah, I'm not doing it your way. I'm not conforming to your shit. I am not going to like beat that drum. That's not what I'm going to do. Ultimately, I'm going to let people see I am different. I am odd. For the first time, I'm going to let myself shine through. I'm going to take my stance as an independent, as something unique. And I'm not going to try to fit in. And I'm not going to associate myself with anybody who will say, oh, I'll take you far, but conform to me. I'm not going to conform to shit. I'm going to surround myself with people who really care about me, people who really support me. And those are the people that are going to help you just push right through these fucking spider webs. And you're not going to get caught. People aren't going to be able to catch you. I'm just letting you know. Keep your friends fucking close, your real friends. And believe in you. Don't let anybody else try to tell you what you have to be. The end of a tough cycle approaches, which means you've worked your ass off for something, Gemini, whatever you've worked your fucking ass off for. And maybe this is why in Cancerian season, you can let yourself be. It's almost like in Cancerian season, you're going to be tasked with becoming comfortable with being born or being different, especially in your house or where you felt you were at home. I'm not going to conform. Guys are going to have to accept me for who I am type of thing. It's like getting comfortable with who you are and getting used to not fitting in, but still liking your environment type of thing. It's also a sense of something that you've worked really hard on culminating in a triumph. The end of a tough cycle approaches. You've been working really hard on something. What was that? Communication is key. This is you. It's like a whole new start. You've been working maybe to rebuild your reputation, maybe to restart everything about your life. You've worked your ass off for it to do it. You have worked really hard to balance out or find a balance between what you have to do and faith. Like what do I let God do for me? How do I let God lead me? But also what actions do I have to take? Working really hard to make sure you stay very balanced and very focused and not let anything get out of hand. And then show the real world, the real you, full moon in Aquarius. This is saying, show them that I'm an odd duck. The only way that you're going to stay in balance is to remain yourself, is to not try to be anything else. That is the way that you remain in balance. Show who am I really? Who am I really? And that will help you stay in balance and communicate honestly and actually do a bang up fucking job. And then we have a time to give rather than take. And you are productive and you are at work and you are sincerely sent. It's like almost like I'm ready to roll up my sleeves and nurture this and take care of it and follow this through and cultivate it. I want to cultivate who I am. I want to cultivate my sense of self. I'm not conforming in any way, but I'm also kind of leading and becoming a leader because it's almost like I'm traveling my own road, and in the process, I'm paving the road. Okay. Okay, so that was really general, and I love that. But what the fuck does this pertain to? What the hell is happening in Gemini's life? Mental conflict. You've had a hard time making a decision, and that's coming in the future. It's almost like you're looking back and thinking, should I have made that decision? Should I have made this decision? Should I have done things that way? You should never ask if you should have. Because I'll tell you right now, if you're confused about it, then you can tell one thing for certain, that you're not certain. So end the mental conflict right now by realizing that none of those choices were ones that you wanted. None of them. Because if they were, you wouldn't be sitting here being unsure of them. You're not going to be unsure of something that was right for you. And that can end your mental conflict right now. Okay? Then we have disruption. So something blocked you or came in and made you feel divided or cut into pieces. Not literally, but figuratively. Like, yeah, once again, you felt like you were divided as all these different ways. And yeah, sacral chakra is energy, your energy factor. Factory, partnerships, I'm telling you, put your fuel and put your energy into partnerships and alliances this week. Just trust in your fucking friends to help you put your pieces back together. Conflict and defeat and spiritual strength. It's like trust in other people during this time of, I don't know, somebody's trying to rip and tear apart shit that you said or something that you did. Somebody's trying to throw shade at it. And ultimately, you just, it's really impacting you because you've worked so fucking hard to get beyond this. And I know you're so sick of it and you're so done with it. Reach out for help. Reach out for help and trust that things are going to be okay. But what's this conflict and defeat? Can you fucking like tell me? What's the conflict and defeat? Oh, the conflict and defeat that you suffered has taught you how to keep yourself, pull yourself back together again. And it's also given you a stronger sense of faith. Realizing that even when things seem really horrible, as long as you have your purpose, you can keep moving forward, and you have. You've pulled yourself up through crazy shit, and this is the energy. People are not going to be able to fucking, like, touch you right now. Who the fuck is up with this? Like, who is trying to get after Gemini? Like, what is this? Libra, somebody who doesn't, Libra, somebody in a partnership with you, somebody who doesn't want to change, somebody who wants to have power. This is like a power struggle in a partnership. So maybe a partner who was very domineering, somebody who tried to dominate you, or a power struggle, some kind of justice struggle when it comes to money and finances. And this is the person that's trying to get at you, and that's how they're trying to get after you. That's how will they win? Let's see. I'll see you guys in the extended. The link is below.